All right, just about 4 minutes at the top of the hour here on the Matt Allen Show. And every day, every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our good friends over at AnchorRising.com, one of the best political blogs on the face of the planet. And Don Hawthorne is one of those contributors, and he joins us today. Mr. Hawthorne, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. And your the most recent post you put up there actually has a lot to do with what we've been talking about and the media and the left wing's reaction to Sarah Palin's nomination. What are your thoughts on that, Don?
Well, I think there's a lot of different factors going on right now. The standard superficial one, which has some validity nonetheless, is sexism. You know, they're asking questions like, how will she take care of children if she's busy as the vice president?
Right.
You know, we've never heard any male candidate be asked that question. But I think there's a lot deeper issues going on that speak to the political and cultural battles that exist in this country. One is, anytime a woman, especially a strong, potentially very capable woman, mm-hmm. wanders off the feminist plantation, you know, they don't respond very well. The
right.
left wing doesn't. We've seen it when blacks wander off the left-wing plantation and how strongly and how difficult they make life for those folks. So I think there's something really going on in that there's such an intolerance to diversity of opinions, which, of course, is highly ironic since these are the folks that talk diversity all the time.
Right.
And I think the final and maybe even the biggest issue is Palin walks a life walk with the birth of her own child and her daughter's baby that speaks to a direct example threat to the model of the culture of death that exists so strongly on the left.
And you know, it's such a political football, the abortion issue, because I really don't think that the abortion issue is going to change in this country ever. But they hold on to it as if it's like with a ferociousness that you'd think the end of the world would come if Roe v. Wade was ever overturned.
Exactly. And what most people don't realize is that, you know, there was the beginning of a national consensus brewing at the state and local level back in the early 70s when Roe v. Wade came out.
Right.
And basically the decision just, I guess you could say, aborted the national conversation. So we're dealing with a 35-year legacy of having something that has been translated into this mega issue. So when I look at her, first off, I think Palin's either going to make it big time or she's going to bomb. And we don't know enough about her to know how well she's going to do. So I think, as in finance terms, they call it a high beta play here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's the left is so fearful about is that she's obviously a strong, capable, regular woman who has a life example to share that's very appealing, even if you don't agree with her
right.
worldview. And I think that she not only offers that as a compelling counterargument to the left, but she's young enough that she offers a next generation leadership that if McCain were to win and she didn't he do well enough, you know, you've just locked in a whole
right.
you know, multi-year flavor here where she's going to pull others of her ilk forward. And
have you ever seen a media attack or a media position being taken on one specific candidate like you've seen in this election so far?
This is the most extreme. I mean, I've been listening to this stuff since 68. I have never seen anything this over the top.
It's incredible. Don, thank you very much. We'll have everybody go check out your all the posts at AnchorRising.com. And Don's is right at the top. Don Hawthorne from AnchorRising.com. We talk to one of you guys every Wednesday night, so make sure you check it out at AnchorRising.com, of course. It's one of the best political blogs on the planet, in my opinion.